Hi, everybody. It's Jonathan Colton from Ask Me Another. I'm going to pick up the computer phone here and call my friend Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, host Ophira Eisenberg of NPR's Ask Me Another speaking.
Hi, Ophira. How are you? I didn't know you were going with the full official title now. That's nice.
Well, it's just to weed out some callers. Some people hang up as soon as they hear that. So, Jonathan, because I am spending so much time in my apartment, I am going through my drawers, I am going through all my stuff and seeing what can be cleared out.
Cleaning up.
What I don't need anymore. And I found something that I don't think I need anymore.
Oh, no.
I bought a very pretty writing book that was all about goal making for the year.
Yeah. No, my wife has about 500 of those.
I love them. You see them in the store and you're like, this is the missing piece.
That's why I'm not getting anything done. Right. I don't have one of these books.
I don't have one of these books. And so I found mine and I wrote down in January a bunch of goals for the year.
Oh, man. I'm curious, what kind of goals did you have in January?
Okay, here you go. Mm-hmm. I'm not particularly proud of it. I was going to try the Whole 30, which is a very restrictive diet where you basically remove sugar and caffeine and carbs and then...
Everything good.
So let's just say I'm not really withholding anything right now.
Yes. No, I'm with you.
Right. And as a control freak that currently has no control, I mean, did I ever have control? Question mark. Again, another thing to shelve. at least when I go, am I going to eat a bag of bagels? And then I go, yes, it's my choice.
Good for you. Taking charge.
Thanks. Then my other goal was to get an ab. One ab. I've just never had an ab.
You got to get them in pairs. If you just get an ab on one side,
that's
like,
true.
You don't want that.
You want a pair of abs.
You got two is the minimum abs.
Guess what? This next goal, I did it. I achieved it.
What is it?
Spend more time with my son. Worked out. I did it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I don't need this book because honestly, I don't know what my next goal is.
Yeah, we're all kind of going sort of moment by moment. I mean,
yeah.
I have a short-term goal, which
is that... Short-term goals. This is smart.
My short-term goal is that over the next 30 seconds to 1 minute, I intend to play the theme song for NPR's Ask Me Another.
Achievable. Let's check something off.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Goal Journals. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. What a show we have for you. We are going to sing some songs about vegetarian meat substitutes with the stars of Star Trek's new animated comedy, Lower Decks, Tawny Newsome and Jack Quaid. And we're going to quiz comedian John Early about his love of the Brady Bunch. But up first, here from Saturday Night Live and Nailed It, the hosts of the podcast Best Friends, Sashir Zameda and Nicole Byer. So let's play some games. We have Nicole Byer and Sashir Zameda. Hello!
Hello!
So, you know, I was looking a little bit at your social media presences and noticed that you've taken up roller skating.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. We're in a skate gang.
Inline skating or traditional roller skates?
Roller skates.
You guys were in a class?
An instructor.
My friend Danielle came to teach us and very quickly was like, they're children. They will not listen.
Yeah, it was really like we couldn't be corralled. We're just like skating in different directions. Like, now I'll do this over here. And she's like, okay, I'll help you with this one thing you're working on and I'll help you with this other thing you're working on.
Right. Everybody wanted to do a trick immediately kind of thing. Like no one wanted to learn the basics.
Well, so are you doing those tricks? Are you doing spinning around and stuff like that? Because I do think that looks pretty cool when people do
that. I can do a shoot the duck, which is where you crouch down and one leg is extended and you like hold your leg up with your arm.
That's advanced.
I can go forward for about 3 seconds.
Yes.
So, you know, we're all at different levels. Yeah. We joke that we're like all at different levels of like standing still. We're not like a true blue skate gang, but we are having a performance in October. And we are having jackets made.
Of course you are.
Well, you can't be a team if you don't have matching jackets.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. I would have ordered the jackets before the skates, honestly.
Yeah. Do you have a team name that is going to be embroidered on the back of these jackets?
Skate gang.
Skate gang.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Maybe we should add one more word to differentiate from other skate gangs.
No, I'm pretty sure skate gang is not taken.
Yeah.
So just go with it.
I don't think there's any like actual people running around screaming skate gang as they roller skate. I think this is it.
Yeah.
You're an anomaly. Probably.
And you're not trying to state anything complicated.
Right.
You're just saying skate gang.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's true.
So you both met at UCB New York, right? That is
correct.
We
did, yeah. In 1911.
1942. Oh, yes. I always get it wrong. It was 1911.
And then started your own group together with another woman.
Yeah, yes. Doppelganger with Keisha Zoller. Yeah.
And why the name Doppelganger?
Well, because when we started, there weren't too many black women at UCB, and people would legit confuse us for each other, which seems wild because we don't look alike. We have different comedic sensibilities, personality sensibilities. But yeah, we wanted to make fun of that and laugh at it and kind of,
right.
I guess, reclaim it. So we called ourselves Doppelganger.
Yeah. And then, Sashir, you have a movie about to come out. What a great time it is to have a movie about to come out. I mean, it's coming out ASAP, called Spree.
Yeah. I'm so excited about it.
That's cool. Very cool. And speaking of very cool, Nicole, congratulations on being nominated for an Emmy for your work on Nailed It.
Thank you.
That's so great. Tell me about how you found out or how that works.
So, like, I made a post of all the dumbest stuff I did on the show, like rolling off the table or whatever, and I was like, give me an Emmy. And that's literally all I wrote. And then the day of nominations, I was just in bed and had woken up to, like, a bunch of text messages that were like, you were nominated for Best Host. And I was like, what? And then I woke up my roommate, John, and the nice man who lives with us. And I had to watch Lord of the Rings for a podcast I was recording later that day. And I was like, would anyone like to watch Lord of the Rings with an Emmy nominee?
All right. We have some great games. You want to play some game?
Yes.
I'm ready to destroy you.
Wow. There we go.
There's the friendship. There's the friendship. This is an audio quiz called Muppet Laughs. We're going to play you a clip of a Sesame Street or Muppet character laughing. And you just have to tell us
who's
the character. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And so we'll go. Sashir, we're going to start with you. Here's your first one, okay?
Okay. That's Count Dracula.
Oh, that was easy.
Count Dracula? Do you want to
do a little... Count...
Yeah, what is his last name?
Is it the Count?
The Count will do. Yeah, the Count will do.
Okay.
He's Count Von Count, as it turns out.
Oh.
Yeah, of the Von Count family.
Didn't know that.
But it turns out there's lots of counting counts in folklore.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just the well-known one. But supposedly you can distract a vampire by throwing grains or seeds, and the vampire will stop and count every single grain. They get transfixed on that.
Whoa.
I would not recommend that if you were approached by a vampire.
Yeah.
Nicole, who is this diva?
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, that was easy. You had that right
away. Yeah. By the way, there was, strangely, this came across the NPR news desks today, that there was an interview with Kermit, and he said that Miss Piggy and himself, Kermit, are no longer together.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing that. It's devastating.
Yeah, it's rude.
Also, I remember when they had that reboot show, like in the last few years, he was dating a younger, hotter pig, and everyone's like,
whoa,
we hate this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Honestly, and then, what a funny sentence. He was dating a younger, hotter pig.
All right, Sashir, these guys are named after two hotels in New York City.
Statler and Waldorf?
Yeah, that's right. Statler and Waldorf. Yeah.
I was like, Hilton and Radisson.
Econo-Lodge and Red Roof.
Yeah. Nicole, this character's laugh has sold millions of toys.
Elmo.
Yeah. Correct.
My grandpa's name is Elmo, and he never liked it when I tried to tickle him.
But how crazy would it be if that was his laugh? He was like,
it would be amazing. Yeah.
Grandpa Elmo, don't laugh like that.
Honestly, it would make our relationship better if that's how he laughed. And be like, so you are whimsical and fun.
Sashir, numerous celebrities have told this character to put down the ducky if he wants to play the saxophone.
Is it Ernie?
Yeah, that's Ernie's little laugh.
Whoa, I only got it because of the ducky. I don't think I would have known that that's how he laughed.
Right, because he had that little laugh.
Because he's sneaky, because he's always doing something mean to somebody else and then laughing about it.
Yeah,
like mischievous.
Like Nicole.
I'm Bert, you're Ernie.
Yeah, that sounds right.
All right, Nicole, this Muppet is the greatest stand-up comic of his generation.
Is that Kermit?
It is not Kermit.
Gonzo.
No, he's a mammal.
Big Bird.
No, Big Bird's a bird.
Smokey the Bear.
I love Smokey the Bear's tight five on forest fires.
Can I steal her points? Is it Fonzie the Bear?
Fozzie.
Right. Yeah. Fonzie the Bear.
That was a great first game. Yay. Wonderful, wonderful.
Sashir did so much better than me.
In your face.
That just means you paid more attention to your childhood, and I was busy living my childhood.
Wow.
After the break, Jonathan and I are going to eat some junk food. That's right. Nicole and Sashir will try to guess what we're eating. Is this a game, or is this a very thinly disguised excuse to eat candy? It's both. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.